In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the fake, Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
That was a great football game. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Let's go around the NFL a little bit here, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines. That was the marquee game of the day yesterday. The Bears and the Packers, 28-21. Packers win it as the Bears try to tie it or maybe go ahead. Maybe they would have went for two with less than a minute to go. Caleb Williams, I think that was the same play they ran where they got the touchdown last week where he threw it to the tight end and the Packers were ready for it. They pick it off in the end zone. That was a good football game. Physical, cold, running game.
That's old school football.
I actually
right
was
there,
kind
man.
Of impressed with the Bears to almost win that game over Green Bay there.
There might be a little bit of a problem.
I agree. They might be better than I thought.
Yeah.
There might be a little bit of a problem. Yeah. Don't fully trust Caleb.
I don't either.
As evidenced by that final play.
Every, like, three drives, he'll make a throw that very few quarterbacks can make. His arm is ridiculous. Yep. But then he'll do something stupid.
Yeah, he had a really nice one rolling out to the right and hitting the guy on the sideline. You see why he was taken number one overall, but, like, yeah, some of the decision-making.
Yeah, it wasn't great yesterday. So the Packers win that game. So how about this? This is how good the NFC is. The Bears drop from the 1 seed to the 7 seed with that loss. Isn't it? It's not. Yeah. Like, the next 3 or 4 weeks, whatever the playoff field looks like right now could change a lot by the time we get to the start of January.
Yeah, like, usually the 7 seed is a team that's like a charity case. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, why are they there? They're going to get their ass kicked.
They may be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, like, I think it's going to be a good 7 seed this year, no matter who it is. Like,
I agree.
A scary team.
Yeah, if I had to guess right now, I think the 7 might be the Bears or the Lions. So, obviously, that's not a pushover 7 seed. We just watched those two teams play here.
The difference between the Eagles being the 1 and 2 seed is huge. Well, I don't want to catch a 7 seed in whoever that's going to be in the first round.
Yeah, well, of course, because that's a team, it's going to be a difficult game. And you're right, in past years, like the 2021 Eagles were the 7 seed. That was kind of like a make-believe playoff team. That's not the case this year in the NFC. Speaking of playoff teams, in the AFC North, it might be the Steelers, even though they're flawed, because they went into Baltimore yesterday and beat the Ravens. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers telling everyone to calm down after the win.
What does it mean to get a win like this after the week that you guys have had and the week that kind of Mike Tomlin has had too?
It means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
No. I heard that ayahuasca.
Yeah.
I won't talk to him any kind of way. That was funny, though.
Well, it was a week of fire Mike Tomlin talk, and then they go out there and they win their biggest game of the season. So the Steelers up on top of the AFC North. So they get a win yesterday. Weird game. Did you see the Isaiah Likely touchdown that was taken off the board? I don't even know what's a touchdown anymore in the NFL. He caught it. He had 2 feet in. Nah, they took it away. Didn't count. And the Steelers get the win. All right, the Vikings got a win yesterday in a game you probably didn't watch. It was boring. It was one of the games that meant nothing yesterday.
It's still alive, right?
Maybe. I think you might. Maybe.
I mean,
it doesn't matter. Barely. Yeah, I mean, if they are. The Commanders are not alive anymore. They lost 31-0 yesterday to the Vikings.
So why'd they bring Jaden Daniels back?
I don't know. He's getting pushed around. They took him out of the game. That's Commanders are a train wreck. But listen to this from Justin Jefferson after the season, resetting the bar for wide receivers when they don't get the football. Here is Justin Jefferson.
I'd rather win and not get the ball than lose and not get the ball. So as long as we win in and this team coming in here with a happy smile on their face and, you know, we have that confidence to continue on and continue to next week and to better ourselves and to make sure that we continue this feeling. That's the main objective.
Took me a minute, but he said it wrong.
Yeah, what the hell is he talking about?
Well, you'd rather win and not get the ball than lose.
Those aren't usually the options that you present. Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I'm just saying.
Who is there anyone out there that would prefer to lose and not get the ball? Usually it's lose, get the ball, win, don't get the ball.
Yeah. I guess he wasn't getting the ball and they had been losing, so yesterday they won and he felt better.
Right. Yeah, he said it.
Yeah, but what he said was just stating the obvious. Because at the end of the day, you'd rather win than lose, is what he's saying.
That's
groundbreaking comment.
All right, so we also, I don't know if you were watching Red Zone yesterday, we had some Red Zone technical difficulties.
What happened to Red Zone?
This is exactly what it sounded like on Red Zone yesterday.
We're good, like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Some bettors were hot behind that.
Well, of course they were. People were upset. I mean, who wouldn't be upset?
You know, I might start using that to drown you guys out. Whatever. I don't like what you guys are saying.
You don't like our takes?
Yeah.
Callers.
May I ask for the red zone noise when Jay in West Philly calls in? I just need that over his phone call. All right. Couple things. I think it's time. We're about accountability on this show, right? Like the bunny, Hugh? We're about accountability?
Yeah, accountability,
yeah,
bunny.
It's not what it is, but it's okay. I think we have to be accountable with Hugh Douglas here. Because, Hugh, let's start with credit. Credit where credit is due. Hugh Douglas, you eliminated in Kiss the Baby the Kansas City Chiefs months ago. We laughed at you. We ridiculed you. And seems like you might have been right on that. The Chiefs go down at home last night. One of the worst games Mahomes has ever played statistically. They're 6-7 and in major trouble to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I have vision. I mean, I've been trying to tell you that.
Yep.
Is that it?
You want to tell them the next one then, Joe?
Yes. I believe it was 5 weeks ago we had a show on the MVP, the NFL, and like who could be that and who's a smart bet. And you were pretty adamant for, I would say, 4 hours that day that the MVP of the league is going to be Daniel Jones. Remember that day?
I don't recall.
Oh, I think our audience does.
I remember saying something to that effect, but I don't know.
You said
remember.
Daniel Jones was the MVP of the league.
He's
the story. Yeah. He's the MVP.
Yeah, he was. He was the storyline. Yes, yeah. I do recall.
You single-handedly ruined his season, his career.
I think you ruined his career. So before that game, he was putting up big numbers, right? He was in the mix for like all those kind of awards early in the year. He won the 5 games since you said what you said.
Back to life.
He put up 6 touchdowns. He had 8 turnovers. He had 5 interceptions and 7 fumbles. He broke his leg. And then yesterday, tore his Achilles. They went 1-4 in those 5 games. And his career is forever changed. What do you have to say for yourself and what you did to Danny Dimes?
I didn't do that.
Well,
I mean, you know,
evidence would say differently.
Any given Sunday, dog. It was a rough time. I blame that more on, what's her name, Carly Ursay.
The owner of the team?
Some of
the
outfits that she was wearing.
Her
on the
outfits.
Sideline. She just was over the top. She did. She was doing what they called the most.
I got you.
So if we're gonna lay ridiculous blame.
Yeah, it was your
fault. We want to just lay ridiculous blame,
can't you just take the L on this one?
Hold on.
Why?
You're trying to take ridiculous credit for the Chiefs thing.
I mean, we're keeping the same energy. Let me look at that.
Accountability,
call that like
Bonnie Hugh.
I called that the second week of the season.
Accountability,
no,
Bonnie.
No, it was second week.
It was the second week.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was early.
I'm sorry. You have your notebook. I'm sorry.
You see the notes? You see, though, we ain't playing around over here. You know what I mean? Especially dealing with you two yahoos. I got to start writing stuff down because y'all try to take advantage of the situation. So I wrote it down.
There's video evidence. There's audio evidence of the Daniel Jones takes.
No.
They're out there.
Because I like to use my gel pen. So I like to write it down with the gel pen.
Where did you get a gel pen?
I got it from the store.
What store? I want one.
I went to I think I got it from the Walmart or something like that. I got it from the Walmart. Got it from somewhere.
Okay. Right.
Got a gel pen. So I wrote it down in my blue gel pen weeks ago.
That's how you know it's official. It's in the blue gel pen. All right. Anything else stand out to yesterday? Rams and Seahawks blow their opponents out. We, as we discussed today, the Eagles, right, and what's most important tonight. I will say this with the outcome tonight. Mm-hmm. If they want the 1 seed, they need to win tonight. Because so the Rams and the Seahawks both are at 10 wins now, right? So we win, we're at 9. Okay. We're still in the race for the 1 seed. A loss tonight, Hugh, that 1 seed is pretty much, it's over.
Yeah, we need a good show.
Yeah, they'd be 2 back with 4 to go for the 1. They need to keep pace that way.
Quick order of personal business.
Yeah.
Damn you, Tyler Shuck. I was right about you Friday.
You said there might be something there.
Get used to him, but single-handedly eliminated me from my survivor pool. Two losses, man.
It's a big upset. Down go the Bucks as an 8.5-point favorite. Panthers might steal that division. That might be happening.
Since we're here.
Oh, boy. Why'd you lead him here?
I'm just saying, since we're here.
Let me guess. He was on your quarterback list one week.
He was in the top 10.
Oh, I thought we were doing a Panthers thing.
Well, I mean, that too.
We also put Spencer Rattler on.
You could take your pick. Whichever one
he's been on.
My question is, who hasn't
anyone
been
makes,
on?
Yeah. Anyone makes,
I got a prediction for Wednesday. You're going to have Shadur on your list, aren't you? Shadur had a big game yesterday.
He had a big game.
Yeah, he played well.
I just thought it was funny how people were still trying to crush him. Because, he didn't win.
The Titans were doing his celebration all game.
Oh, my goodness. But they're still NFL teams, and he played well against the guy who got drafted way.
I agree.
Before he did.
Your take was correct.
Yeah,
Friday,
I did.
You birthed it all by yourself.
I birthed that take all by myself.
Yeah, I think yesterday, if you're someone who thinks Shadur Sanders has a chance to be a starting quarterback, yesterday was a good day, right?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, whatever.
It's a great day for Josina.
Great day. Yes, of course. We'll see where he goes from here. But he had put up a lot of offense yesterday. Certainly did.
That was a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he
I mean,
said, of course.
She had that coming. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Bruce in D.C. What's
Bruce.
Up, Bruce? Bruce?
I didn't like when you say, He's like, okay.
I hear him. He's at work.
I
in a meeting.
Love how we get so excited to in a talk meeting. To Bruce.
Bruce? All right, let's go back to put Bruce on hold. All right, Kenzo Kev is up here talking to Jalen Hurts. What's up, Kenzo Kev?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, so, Kev. What's up?
I got a question for you. This team with Randall, does it go right straight undefeated?
Wait a minute.
This team with Randall Cunningham.
I have no clue. I don't. I mean, if I'm recklessly speculating, I would probably say no.
Okay. Why?
Why wouldn't it?
And I know why, but I just want to see because I'm a boxing guy. I'm not a football guy. You got a football mind, but I'm looking at it as somebody who mentally. He physically has the gifts. Mentally, he don't have the gifts.
What I see in
Hurts is somebody who, as soon as the pressure's on, as soon as he starts getting hit, he's in a panic. He folds under pressure. I was saying that before he won the Super Bowl. I said it when they won the Super Bowl. I thought the only reason they won the Super Bowl was because that Saquon, Mr. Barkley, took the pressure off of him. They were able to give him enough time to throw. Under pressure, I think he folds under pressure.
I don't know if I agree with that. As a matter of fact,
in communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I don't agree with that because I can't think of any other pressure moment than being in the Super Bowl. And I mean, he was the Super Bowl MVP. So I don't get that. I don't get where you're coming from.
Do you mean big game pressure or pressure in the pocket? Like, do you mean like
pressure in the pocket?
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is, in the Super Bowl, the offensive line was absolutely amazing. I could throw a pass in the NFL if you give me 10 seconds. He's not a 4-step guy. Fire the ball and get to it. He looks at one guy and he doesn't take his eyes off him. He's stuck on it. And then that comes as somebody who's been in a job where it comes from above. I'll just say you this. Everybody above has to be held accountable, because if he's not being trained properly to do that, or he's not able to do it, then why are we wasting our time?
You mean why they're wasting their time still using him as the starting quarterback? Because right now he's their best option, Kev. I mean, that's
and he's been to two Super Bowls.
He's been to two Super Bowls, and you said something earlier. You said he finds ways to win. I don't think he does. I think the team finds ways to win. I think the team finds ways to win because he's not finding ways to win. He's finding ways to throw it out.
So I'll ask you this, Ken. So when they won all the Super Bowls, the Patriots, that is, it was all Tom Brady?
No, it was the team. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll give you that one because I didn't think that was the answer he was going to give. But unfortunately, when you play quarterback in the NFL, most of the times the wins and losses are there. That's a quarterback, what he gets, and that's what every quarterback is measured by. How many teams how many games his team wins, and how many Super Bowls they've amassed. And you know, whether or not you like Jalen Hurts or not, he's been to two Super Bowls and he's won one.
Mm-hmm. I actually like the guy. Don't get me wrong. I actually like him.
Okay.
I like a lot about him. And I think, you know, guys like me who's never played in the NFL, never played anything more than a high school ball, we got a lot of guts talking about it. Like I said, I'm a boxer. I'm not a football player. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you this. What I see is somebody who either is not just – when I look at it like this, when you're a boxer, right, you can't see what's in front of you. That's why when you come back to the corner, if you don't listen to the corner, you're going to have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because they see things you can't. I see is that he doesn't see things, and when they tell him what he should be seeing, he's not willing to look at it because something happens. He freezes up. Once he starts getting hit, everything changes.
So
I mean, how do you go from 22 – what was it? They were winning 22-0, and then you can't throw another pass the rest of the game.
Yeah, the Cowboys game. Cowboys game a few weeks ago. Yeah.
I mean, you got and here's the other thing, right? Like, again, I apologize. Maybe I'm out of school here.
I don't have to apologize. Just give me a take.
No, you're fine.
Here's the thing. One of the best defenses in the entire league, up 22-0, gives up what 24 points or whatever it was to lose the game. How does that happen? And then how does one of the best offenses in the league not score another point the whole second half?
Who's one of the best offenses in the league, though?
Well, at the time, the Eagles were being touted as one of the best offenses.
Well, you know what? This Eagles offense has never been one of the best. Not this year.
This season, yeah.
No, they haven't been one of the best.
I mean, personnel-wise, the thought is they should be. And Kenzo Kev, we appreciate the phone call, but they're not that. And it was an interesting hypothetical. I mean, he plucked Randall out, Donovan. If you plugged in the best version of a different quarterback, what would this team do? Because that kind of gets your mind going on what's the problem here, right?
Because it's the same hypothetical that we had weeks ago when I got, you know, the whole Dak thing.
It's a friendlier one for people to listen
said,
to.
You just said the Cowboys quarterback.
Instead of Randall.
It's the same thing.
It is.
And that's what we do hypothetically. Mm-hmm. We do that every time we're sitting at our favorite watering hole and we talk about what ifs. Like we were at the Flyers game the other night, and the guys behind us, shout out to the listeners.
A lot of what ifs.
They were talking about what ifs. That's what we do as fans. But for whatever reason, you know, when we talk about certain individuals, it becomes divisive.
Do you know who else does that on a very higher level with a lot of money involved? Howie Roseman. He does that for every player on the team. Like, if I have this guy and I could replace him with that guy for cheaper, could we be better? I mean, like, that's Jalen's not above that. No, none of them are. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. One thing you learn in the NFL when you get in the NFL is that they're always looking to replace you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just how the game goes.
Of course it is.
And some teams do a better job of replacing guys than others. You know what's funny? When you look at it, me, Trent Cole, Brandon Graham, for a certain, you know, we're all kind of the same body type.
I feel like they when they looked at Nolan, they thought he might be the next version of you guys.
Think about it. It's like the same body type.
Nolan,
you know, the
has
short,
long arms.
Squat. Yeah. Look, thank you. Thank you, Kyle. They've evolved. They're more linebacker like Ike Reese now. It's more of the prototype for the outside pass.
The game
rusher.
Has changed.
Yeah. But when you talk about the runs that we had, it was more of the more compact, faster, physical defensive lineman. So it's evolved. But yeah, you always do that thing. Like when I think of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think about a defense. They've ran the 3-4 defense since I was a child, and they've kept that model. and they keep most of the people there. Like, I'm pretty sure it's probably people that work in the organization that have been there forever.
It's a mom and pop shop,
yeah,
in a way.
Basically.
Yeah, that's an NFL team. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all this? Let me check the poll question. I haven't checked it in a little bit. Let's see if anyone has changed their mind. To me, it's pretty simple tonight. It's more important for me that they look good on offense tonight and they start playing well on offense than just get the win.
Greedy.
And it's 82% just get the win. Mm.
Yeah.
All right. That's, I mean, that's fine.
We're talking to a fan base who's just watched us lose two straight games.
You just want to win.
I know that.
Like, can we just win?
But the win isn't really going to change things if it's the kind of wins we've gotten this year. We have a positivity bunny because they're pissed.
Yeah, but how bad would a loss be at this point? That's three straight.
I know. I did
okay.
The math. It would not be good.
It can't happen. It's got to stop. It starts with L.A.
Well, starts with L.A.
That's what the notebook has been telling me for the better part of 2 weeks. It starts with Los Angeles. Did you write Los Angeles or L.A.?
I just put L.A.
L.A. Starts with the Chargers. Cowboy Jim up in New Jersey. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Well, I'm out in L.A. right now. But
you getting lunch with Charger Aaron?
I'm at the bank right now getting a loan out for that. But Aaron, there's only one. There's only one thing on the menu for you today. It's kale. K-A-L-E, so that's all you can get today. And did you know he's the only fan ever to go to a game in an ambulance? That's the only time I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like that.
This is quite a start to your lunch when you're hanging out with the guy. Yeah, I'm sure he'll enjoy the kale.
Listen, are you forgetting that Jalen Carter is out? I mean, Zach Vaughn is hurt. I mean, what is the...
Vaughn's fine.
And you're all like, oh, let's score a lot of points and everything like that. They're going to establish the run. Look, I need a win today, so I'm just trying to find any angle I can get.
What do you mean you need a win?
I need a win. The Cowboys. I need a win.
Oh, all right? Stop with the Cowboys.
I need a win for the Cowboys. I need a loss for you guys today. So I mean, you're not even talking about Jalen Carter. Why are you not even mentioning
him? Well, because he's out. What are we supposed to say? I mean, like, he's not playing in the game.
Yeah,
that's
well,
a loss.
That's a terrible thing to have for you, right?
Well, I don't know. Hold on. I mean, the Jalen Carter of last year, that's a big loss. He hasn't really been playing like the Jalen Carter of this year, probably because his shoulders are banged up.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm saying L.A. will win 28-6.
Oh, that's
enough. That is my prediction, so
well,
good luck, guys.
If you're right on that, it is a three-alarm fire here tomorrow if we only score 6 points in this football game. I can't do – I've had too much positive Cowboy Jim calling this radio station for the past few weeks. I mean, it's got to end.
The Eagles have done this to us.
They've empowered Cowboy Jim to do this kind of stuff.
Which is where we are.
And I blame you for this.
What I do?
I don't know. I'm just looking to blame someone.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll take it.
I don't. You didn't really do anything here.
I ain't do nothing, but I'll take the bunny.
Well, you know, we do have the bunny tonight here. Is it a rabbit? Officially, is it a rabbit or a bunny? It's a bunny?
I think it's a bunny.
Positivity rabbit or bunny?
Well, I think because rabbit's legs are longer, or is the bunny's legs are shorter? Well, I guess it's the same thing. I think the rabbit's legs are longer because they run faster.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, bunnies, I'm right?
No, they're the same exact thing.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No,
the terms
no,
are
not.
Interchangeable. Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes. Okay. You might be thinking of a hare.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
Hare's
of
legs
course,
are
with
longer.
With the tortoise and the hare.
Well, yeah, because the hare's legs are longer, right?
Yeah. The bunny's just an informal term for rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My fault. I digress.
That's okay.
But no, but the hare's legs are longer.
That's not what you said.
No, I thought the rabbit's legs. I said the rabbit's legs were wrong, right? But the rabbit and the bunny are the same thing, right?
We established that, yeah.
But I was thinking,
but
hair.
The Easter Bunny and Peter Rabbit, not the same. We also went over
Peter
that.
Peter Cottontail.
Peter Cottontail, excuse me.
Yeah,
hares are larger, faster, with longer ears and legs.
Yeah.
So we don't have a hare in the locker room.
I don't think it's a hare.
Okay. Did they even sell hair? They probably don't sell hairs.
Positivity hairs.
Now, who's going to search that?
Positivity
hairs. That doesn't even make any sense. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you onboard. All right, coming up, your phone calls. We'll also give you a parlay for tonight and hear from you people. That should be interesting. Plus, phone calls and all this as well. And it sounds like the Bills, including Sean McDermott, pretty salty about this whole Darius Slay thing because he's kind of – maybe retired, not showing up to Buffalo. Maybe he wants to end up here. Sean McDermott, not happy about it. You hear that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's up, Philly? The holidays are here, and that means it's time for the best tasty cakes of the year. I'm talking Frostbite Donuts. Mint chocolate candy cakes. Man, those things didn't last long around me. Wait a minute. I didn't even have none yet, but I'm definitely going to try some. They're perfect for game days, get-togethers, and late-night snack runs. Don't wait. Grab yours now before they disappear. Taste cake, Philly made, Philly love. Accept no substitutes.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.